The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Not too many years ago, a man was in a horrible, horrible accident. And while he lay in the hospital bed, his wife was speaking with the doctor in the hall. And he said to her, "Ma'am, it doesn't look very good. Your husband has a long road ahead of him. And if he's going to survive, he's really going to need your help. He's going to need you to care on him for him hand and foot. He's going to need you to cook the right meals for him. He's going to need you to clean up after him. He's going to need you to be patient, kind, and caring, and loving." So moments later, she went back into his room, and he said, "I saw you talking to the doctor. What did he say?" "The doctor said, you're going to die." My friends, that's the message that I have for you tonight on this Ash Wednesday. You're going to die. Isn't that a great message? I just love to bring everybody into a room, all 70, 80 some of you, to say, "Hey, good news, you're going to die." But that's what Ash Wednesday is. In case you didn't know it, when you lined up to have ashes put on your forehead and the phrase said, "Remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return," it means remember God made people from the dust, and guess what? One day, that's all you're going to be too. One day, you and I are going to die. Wonderful news. Isn't that just fabulous? All of us have a finite amount of time here on this earth. We only have so much time to do what it is that we want to do. We only have so much time to be the person that we want to be. We only have so much time to accomplish that which we want to accomplish. So tell me, how are you doing? How's it going for you? Have you done everything you wanted to do? Have you achieved everything that you wanted to achieve? Are you the person that you always wanted to be? Here's another question. Are you the person that God wants you to be? Are you the person that God has given certain tasks to, and have you achieved those yet? I mean, you've heard me say it before. You are who you are, where you are, when you are, how you are, what you are for a reason. Because God placed you and made you just to be you for a specific purpose. So have you lived out that purpose yet? Because the reality is, folks, time's ticking. Because you and I, like it or not, are all going to die. And when that happens, do we want to look back and say, I didn't know I was going to die. I didn't have time to do what I wanted to do. I didn't have time to do what I'm supposed to do. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves is, why not? What's holding us back from being the people that God wants us to be? What's holding us back from achieving all that God wants us to achieve, to grow the kingdom of God in such a way that only you can do it? What's stopping you? Well, if you ask me, I think the problem is that my mic dies when I stand right here. I think the problem is our priorities. We've got our priorities all out of whack, don't we? We put things that are so, we think things are so important when in reality, they're not. I mean, that's what we heard about in our gospel reading, which, by the way, is the most ironic reading ever that could be read on an Ash Wednesday. Because it talks about our piety. And Jesus, continuing on with the Sermon on the Mount, says, when you pray, don't be on the street corners and do all the long, boastful prayers like the hypocrites do. They'll receive their reward. People are going to see them and be so very impressed with their prayer. And don't wear long, flowing robes and look all important and holy so that others can see how holy you are. He says, those people have received their reward. And when you fast, don't disfigure your face, which, by the way, meant put ashes on your face so that everyone can see that you're fasting. But when you fast, do it in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. You see, what he's saying is, your priorities are all out of whack, folks. If you think that walking with God, if you think that worshiping and praying and fasting is all done so that you can get some sort of glory from your friends and neighbors, then you've got it all wrong. That's not what your walk with God is all about. It's about that relationship. That relationship where the Father who sees in secret will reward you. But it's more than just fasting and praying in the way we do that. The last line of this text, I think it hits it home. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So the question we got to ask ourselves tonight, my friends, is where is your treasure? Because see, usually when we hear that text, we think of it backwards. Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also, right? The things that we really love, that's where we put our treasure. But it's the other way around. Where our treasure is, our heart follows behind it. So, where is your treasure? In other words, where do you spend your money? Where does your money go? Does it go to your boat? Does it go to your beach house? Does it go to pay all your credit cards because of your lavish amounts of clothing? Does it go to all the fidget toys that you have in your office? I don't know who that would be. Does it go to video games? Does it go to this or that? Does it go to food? Where does all your money go? Because that's where your treasure is. That's where your heart is. That's what you treasure the most. Where does your time go? What do you do with your time? Because where you spend most of your time, that's where your heart will be, whether you want it to be there or not. When we give all of our money, all of our time to our job instead of our family, guess who sees where your treasure really is? And when we neglect our God for all of these other things, where is our heart going to be? You see, my friends, it's all about priorities. And when we align our priorities correctly, when we put our emphasis on those things that we want to accomplish, or rather that God wants us to accomplish, when we put our priorities on sharing our gifts to show God's love, because that's God's true you. That's who you were created and called to be. When that is where our priority is, when we put our treasure there, that's where our heart will be. That's where we will find our true passion, our true gifts, our true joy. You see, Ash Wednesday is about coming to hear that you're going to die. But Lent is about the fact that we ain't dead yet. It's about the fact that we're still living. And about reflecting and taking a deep look at ourselves to see, what kind of life am I living? Where am I placing my treasures? Where are my priorities lie? What is getting in the way of being the person that God wants me to be? There's a lot of folks who give things up for Lent. And that's why they do it. Which, by the way, is more than just giving up chocolate or cussing or cigarettes or whatever it is that you've decided to give up this Lent. It's giving something up that is standing between you and who God wants you to be. And that doesn't just have to be something that we give up. If we decide to add something to that, if we decide to add more Bible reading or more prayer or a deeper walk with God, we can add that too. Whatever it is that is standing in our way of being who God wants us to be, this is our time to reflect. This is our time to look at the days that we have and celebrate those. Because you see, my friends, we have 24 hours a day, 1,440 minutes, 86,440 seconds. Don't do the math. I forgot the numbers. But we have a lot of seconds every single day. And that is the time that you and I have been given to live. To do what God wants us to do. To be who God wants us to be. And during the next 40 days, we have an opportunity to do just that. To look at our lives and say, what is it, God? Where are my treasures? Because that's where I want my heart to be. I want my heart to be with you. I want my heart to be with the one that gave his life on the cross. Because that's where we're going. Yes, my friends, you and I are going to die. But in the meantime, I invite you to live. Amen.